that's it. All right. So, one love, and this is part four of one love. And last week, I got caught on just a couple of verses, and praise the Lord. So we're getting through what I was ready for last week, but we're going to take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and start with verse 9 in the New King James. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9, New King James. It says this: "But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another." He's saying right here, he's like, hey, you know what? As far as brotherly love goes, as far as, you know, you loving other believers, like, he's like, this is a given. I really shouldn't even have a need to be, you know, sharing this. But he's saying, why? Because, you know, you've been taught that by God. And so in verse 10 it says, "And indeed you do so toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren." This is really cool. This verse right here, what he's saying, he says, hey, we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more. That you increase more and more. In what? In love. Oh, wait, so then that means that I can always be growing in my love. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what that verse is telling us. So just when we think that we arrive with our love towards other people, he can show us something else, because we can increase more and more in our love. Not being satisfied with where we're at in our love towards others. But always looking, God, how can I increase my love for others? You know, it's really interesting. As a youth pastor, and this was my first youth camp of me being the youth pastor. And so, you know, I had done a few other youth camps as being an assistant, but this was the first time of me being in charge. And so we go down to a camp, Windermere. That's where we went, down Lake of the Ozarks. And this year, you know, we went, and they had just finished this brand new building. It was like a lodge. It was really nice hotel type accommodations, you know, and when you think of lodge, you know, that's exactly what this was like a, you know, a lodge in Colorado or something. Okay. Really nice lobbies, really nice meeting rooms, nice rooms. It was cool. So we had just gotten to camp. And like I said, this was my first time, you know, being in charge. We got 230 kids that we took that year. So, you know, we made it to camp. Woo! Praise God, we made it to camp. All the buses that we took, you know, that took a lot of buses. All the buses that we took down there, they all made it safe, you know, didn't break down, nothing. Everything's going good. Yeah, awesome, we're here, yeah. And we go to get food because we had showed up. It was just in time for lunch, so everybody's over getting food. And we're eating lunch, and Gina and I are walking back, you know, and boy, we're just thinking, wow, this is awesome. This is great. You know, camp's going to be good. Whoa, yeah. And as I'm walking, we're walking across like this little bridge, and the lodge is right here, and somebody comes walking down the hill, and they're like, oh my goodness, you got to get up there right now. This guy, and they said his name, you know, he's mad, he's ticked, they're like fighting and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, Lord, have mercy.
mercy, we haven't even been here for a full hour.
So I take off running up to the lodge. I take off running and I see the two guys, you know, that were kind of going at it. And so I step in between them and I start talking to them. And this one particular kid, what I could just tell, he was the one that was really amped up. And this particular kid, and I've shared this story before, but this particular kid, like, you know, he's just in a rage. And I mean, he's like circling. And he, as I'm talking to him, he's just circling and he's cussing. And, you know, he's just like, wah, wah, you know, and he just keeps walking in a circle and he just keeps, and he's just furious. I mean, rage. And as I'm trying to calm this kid down, I'm like, man, I'm going to tell you right now, as he's, F this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he's just going on and on with his cuss words. And he's just ranting and raving. And as he's doing that, you know, I'm trying to talk to him. I'm saying, hey, man, I said, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I said, we can handle what's going on and we can try to get this worked out. But what I can't handle is you screaming and yelling and cussing. Okay. It's got to stop, because if you don't have respect for me, I'm going to have to send you home. Rah, rah. And I mean, he's still just like rage. And inside, the Holy Spirit told me, Chris, you need to hug him right now. I'm thinking, man, I don't know if that's the right answer. Because I'm thinking, if I step up to him, he very well could just go ahead and clock me. And so I kind of sat there for a second, and I was just kind of, you know, I was fighting it, and I was just double checking, triple checking, quadruple checking with the Holy Spirit. Am I supposed to hug him? And it was crystal clear. Yeah, hug him. And so on his loop around, called him by his name, and I said, I love you. Immediately, the cussing stopped, and I was holding this kid up because he was weeping. Love did a work. So with this kid, I go, you know, call him by name. I said, hey man, let's go talk. And so we went back in. I said, I know that whatever this kid did, that's not the issue. You and I are going to go in and we're going to talk about the issue. So we go in to the lodge. I sit down, I start talking with him. And he just starts letting me know. He's like, man, we were playing around. Me and this other guy, we were just goofing around. And he's like, we were playing. And he's like, he grabbed a hold of my neck. He's like, Chris, my stepdad always grabbed me by the neck. And I couldn't do anything about it. He's like, but this kid, I could. And so all those feelings that I had, when every time that my stepdad grabbed a hold of my neck, I was letting it out. And so, you know, he and I, we prayed about it, it's really cool, you know, and you know, God did a work with him at camp, and you know, it was really cool. And he, you know, he stayed coming, you know, coming to youth, and you know, a few years went by, we showed up to camp again. This time, it was another camp. It was camp. What was that? Allen? Was it Camp Allen or what? Camp Allen? I don't know. It's down south, and or Pinecrest. Pinecrest, that's what it was. And so we go to Pinecrest. I'm talking about growing in love. We go to Pinecrest a few years later. And this time, you know, we had even more students coming, you know. Wow, boy, praise God. Things are going great. They're going good. Day or two into camp, the same kid that I showed love to by giving him a hug and, you know, just telling him it was going to be all right and forgiving him for, you know, doing the fight. And you know, after praying about it, I was like, Lord, no, don't send him home. Like, you know, it was just crystal clear. Just give this kid mercy. A couple of years later, growing in love, this kid's at camp. And this time, one of the leaders had ended up finding some beverage in his luggage that was very alcoholic. And they also found some other things. Now, this same kid that I hugged. See, up to this point, I'd never kicked a kid out of camp. But I felt in my heart as I was praying, it was like God was telling me, this guy's going home. And I was questioning it. I was like, Lord, is this gonna look like I'm the bad guy? You know, I'm the racist that's sending somebody home, because I never had to do it before. Gave that kid a hug. And I told him again that I love you. I said, you got to go home. See, there's going to be times in our life where we grow in our love. And sometimes love that we have for people isn't feel good, like, you know, as far as like that love that I was given that young brother, that love holding him up, you know, as he's crying, that felt pretty good, you know, like, wow. And this feels really good. But that same love where I had the hug saying, you're going home, buddy. Doesn't feel the same. See, God wants us, He wants us growing in our love. So just when we think we got to figure it out, you know, the love, like, oh yeah, man, giving that hug, like, yeah, it's going to be okay, man, there's mercy, there's grace, yeah, awesome. When we've got that, then there's going to, maybe we'll grow a little bit in that love of, I love you, man. And this is what happens when we make these kinds of choices. But it's really awesome, because as we're obedient to what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do and how to show love, he'll be sure to show us what the right thing to do is, the right way to love. And we'll be able to grow in it more and more. That's what he wants us doing. He wants us increasing more and more in our love. Boy, sometimes love can feel real great. Like you're the hero. But there's also times where love can feel like you're the villain. But see, that's just like the devil to try to twist love. It's just like the devil to go ahead and to make us sometimes go ahead and do something that we think is love, instead of first checking with the Holy Spirit in what He would have us do. You know, if I hadn't been obedient to what the Holy Spirit was telling me to do with loving this kid back the first time that I had the confrontation with him at camp, if I hadn't been obedient in that act of love, I probably wouldn't have been able to be obedient in that other act of love a few years later. But see, that's exactly how the devil is. The devil will go ahead and throw things at you, just like he did with me in both situations. You know, he threw at me, hey, this guy looks like he is ready to just knock somebody silly. So don't for one second think you should go up there and give him a hug, because he's going to take your head off. The Holy Spirit was like, do it. Hug him. And I was shocked by the response that I got. And you know what? Then that same thing happening a couple of years later, not the same situation, but another opportunity where kids breaking rules. What you going to do about it? See, the really cool part was whenever I hugged him and I said, I love you again, and I told him, man, got to send you home. He didn't respond, all ticked off and mad. He responded sad. I said, man, I'm really sorry, but I've got to send you home. He's like, I know. And his mom had to drive 2.5-3 hours to camp to come pick him up. See, we've got to be ready to listen to how the Holy Spirit wants us showing love. You say, well, gee whiz, is the Holy Spirit really involved in showing love? Yeah, he definitely is. Romans chapter 5. Sorry, guys, I'm skipping some of this. Romans chapter 5, verse 5, it says, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. You say, how can we love like God loves? There's the answer. The Holy Spirit. Are we dependent on Him to show us how to love? Are we dependent Are we depending on Him? Are we looking to Him to give us the answer of what love looks like? Sometimes love does not look pretty. Jesus Christ being beaten and hung on a cross was not pretty. But that was love. See, when we depend on ourselves, we're not going to be able to love. But when we depend on the Holy Spirit, He shows us how to love. Because see, our mind will tell us, oh yeah, right now in this situation, this is the right way to love. But maybe that's not the way God wants us loving. So do we depend on ourselves to love? Because you know what? There's going to be all kinds of situations that come up in our life that will be difficult to show love. And I'm pretty confident we're not going to be able to show the love that God wants and desires for us to be showing if we're depending on ourselves. We've got to be dependent because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. We've got to be listening. Not just sizing up a situation and figuring out, oh, well, this is the right way to love right here. Like this is how I'm going to show love in this situation. We've got to be dependent. We've got to be dependent on the Holy Spirit to show us what love looks like in every situation. Because sometimes, if we're dependent on ourselves, sometimes we might be giving mercy when we're looking at our mind and we're going, gee whiz, and we're depending on our own self, you know, and we're saying, gee whiz, okay, I know this situation. Boy, I know this person could get in really bad trouble. Oh my goodness, I don't know, you know. Man, this could be really bad thing for them. So, what, you know, maybe I should just show mercy. And in reality, that time that you should have showed, or that you thought that you should have showed mercy, was the time that that person needed to see the love that's not necessarily merciful. A love that's tough. A love for righteousness. Because it could be that the person that you're showing love to mercifully, because you're depending on yourself and you're depending on what yourself says. Well, gee, okay, I've assessed the situation and this is what it looks like. See, if I would have stayed with what I assessed the situation with that young kid at youth camp the first time, if I would have stayed with what I assessed in my mind, it would have been, I am keeping my distance right now. But instead, I was like, okay, Lord, what do you want me doing? And on the inside, the Holy Spirit was saying, hug him. And I'm going, no, I don't think you see what I'm seeing right now. This guy is in rage. Hug him. Say, I love you. Just like that time that I had a few years later. And assessing the situation, it looks like, boy, man, I need to show some mercy here. That's what love looks like, mercy right here. But that's not what the Holy Spirit was saying. See, all we can do is look at the outward. God knows the heart. As we depend on Him in the situations that come our way, the situations that are sometimes really difficult to love, and then even in the situations where it seems like, man, this is really easy, you know, this is how we should love in this situation. And both of them, either way, like if we're going to God first and we're just saying, okay, Holy Spirit, what's the right way to show love here? We can't go wrong. Love wins every time. Sometimes love looks merciful and great and beautiful. Sometimes love looks like a really bad, disgusting day, like Jesus went through for us. Why we've got to be dependent on Him. He's given us the love. The love's been poured out. Are we looking for it? Are we seeking Him on how? Okay. Holy Spirit, how do you want me moving in this situation? Sometimes we look good. Sometimes we may not look that good. But either way, we've got to be willing and ready to obey. You know, it was really cool. I was reading this book the other day, and some of you may know Smith Wigglesworth. You may have read books by Smith Wigglesworth, and you know, just a mighty man of God. And Smith, I was reading the story, and it was talking about his wife showing love. His wife's name was Polly, and Smith was. You know, he went to church and stuff, but he was kind of going through this phase where he's kind of backsliding a little bit, you know. And he was a plumber at this time, and his wife was going to church all the time. And so, you know, he's going through this phase of, man, I just don't know about this God thing and stuff. And so one day he just goes, hey, Polly, you've been spending way too much time at church. I don't want you going to church anymore. You need to be a good wife. And the Bible says that, you know, I'm the leader of the home, and so whatever I say goes. So you don't need to go to church. She's like, but Smith, I'm not going that often. I mean, I'm just going 3 nights a week. He's like, it feels like you're going every night to church for something. And she goes, well, she goes, you're right. The Bible does say that, you know, the husband is the leader of the home. And so, you know what? You're saying that I shouldn't go to church. She goes, that's true. The Bible does say that. But Jesus tells me that I need to be at church. His word tells me that I need to be there surrounding myself around brothers and sisters. I need to be at church. And she goes, so I'm sorry. But she's like, Jesus is over you. I'm going to church. He's like, if you go to church, I'm locking you out. And I guess she didn't have a key to the house, I'm assuming. She goes ahead, goes to church. She comes back. Sure enough, Smith's got the door locked. She snuggles up next to the door. She falls asleep on the front porch right there on the door, you know, front door. Morning comes. Smith goes and unlocks the door and opens it up. And lo and behold, boom, Polly falls in. Polly pops right back up and she's like, dear, what would you like for breakfast this morning? Showing Smith love when he was unlovable. And Smith said that was a turning point in his life where he saw the love of God. And as you read stories of him in his life, the man would get on a train and he wouldn't have to even speak a word. People would come to him and get on their knees and say, what must I do to be saved? How does that happen? Somebody saw the goodness of God inside of that man. It was radiating. Because the Bible tells us it's the goodness of God that brings people to repentance. So God's goodness was radiating from this man. And his wife decided to show love. One morning when he was unlovable all night long, church, we have an opportunity to increase in our love more and more. Are we doing it? God's love's been poured out on us. Are we moving in that love? Calvin shared that story earlier with that lady being healed and that guy seeing it with his very eyes. See, it wasn't the matter of the healing taking place that saved that man. It was the goodness of God that brought that man to repentance. Are we seeking God out on how we're to be showing love with all the situations that come our way? Are we dependent on Him? Or are we just dependent on ourselves? Father, in Jesus' name. God, we just thank you that we'll be a people that are ready to show love to others. God, I thank you that we're all relying on your Holy Spirit to show us how to love in every situation that's coming our way. Whether it's a situation that looks like, boy, this is an easy way to show love, or it's a situation where, boy, this is a tough situation here to show love in. God, we just thank you that we're dependent on your Spirit.